so the people of God may uphold its mission for deep reflection on the truth for this time and to promote a spirit of revival and reformation, the Inter-American Division presents Pastor Leon Wellington. Constant in Prayer, a call to recognize the primacy of the spiritual life.
People who enjoy and experience a vital prayer life are usually good communicators, as the best and most productive form of communication is prayer. The psalmist David says, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly." Psalm 85 and verse 8. It is significant that the psalmist envisioned prayer as being more than just talking to God. He included the act of listening on man's part as also significant. It is significant that sometimes we forget that listening to what God has to say to us is a major element in successful prayer. Prayer is a two-way communication, man to God and God to man. So we talk and God listens. Then God talks and we listen. It must be regretted by most of us that when we pray, we do not take the time to listen to what our Heavenly Father may have to say to us. We forget that communication with God in prayer includes talking with and listening to God, and not just talking to God. True communication is a mutual experience, and that means that our prayers is one-sided unless and until we have listened to the Lord also. Prayer and Bible study on a regular basis cement our relationship with Christ and leave no room for Satan to wedge himself in and chip away at the cement. Our prayers must be intentional. We must develop a real need in our hearts, not only to speak with God, but allow him to speak to us. He will, if we give him the chance. Our Heavenly Father already knows our innermost secrets. While he invites us to lay these personal issues before him anytime, he wants us to give him the opportunity to respond to us. When we begin to listen, our prayer room will become the council chamber of the Almighty. Of the Son of God it is written, "His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and Everlasting Father." How different might my life have been if listening to the Lord has always been a major part of my supplication before him. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint," says Isaiah the prophet.
Constant in prayer, because we are praying in Inter-America.